we have been working in cholera in October, and we had some little cases at the beginning of February. But suddenly on the 20th of February, we have an important peak of 600 patients almost arriving at the same time to the cholera treatment center. We can link this to a power outage that happened in the Rabac power plant that happened on the 16th of February. Obviously, this attack destroyed the part of the electrical system, so the water was not pumped, and the community had to change the way they were fetching water. And that led after 4 days on February the 20th to this important peak of cholera cases.
I understand that it's so bad there at the Costi Teaching Hospital that the MSF people and the other health workers there are dealing with patients just lying on the floor.
Yes, I mean the cholera treatment center that we were collaborating with the Minister of Health in the Costi Teaching Hospital had about 30-40 beds for cholera. That was the capacity was higher than the average patients we were receiving, but suddenly 600 patients. Imagine it was not possible to attend them properly as we would have wished, both Doctor Without Borders and the Minister of Health staff. So yes, we had to put some people lying on the floor, protected with plastic seating so that they could be attended on the floor. It was a small city suddenly in one morning.
It was an attack on the Rabac power plant. Was this a deliberate attack on infrastructure by the RSF in that area?
The information that we have reportedly was the Rapid Support Forces, and it's not the first time, and it's not the only place where this is happening. For MSF, we want to really the worrying parties to protect the civilian and the critical infrastructures. This country has already a very weak health system because of the war, and these attacks on these electrical infrastructures and others is not really, really helping. So this protecting the civilian structures is quite important for the population.
This seems to be a particularly bad cholera outbreak. Have there been deaths linked to it in White Nile?
Yes, since the 20th up to just today, we have accumulated about 90 deaths. We are talking about an accumulated number of almost 2,700 patients is a lot. Not all of them die directly in the cholera treatment center. Some of them, they were arriving at the entrance when arriving. We know that also possibly there has been a bigger impact in the community of cases that we are not aware because they didn't reach the cholera treatment center. But what we have recorded in the hospital together with the Minister of Health is 90.
What is MSF doing? So what are you trying to do to control the spread of cholera in that area?
Well, MSF, since last year in October, we have been collaborating with the Minister of Health in several places, not only in Costi, but we have been working in other states all along Sudan, in Kasala, in Gedaref, in River Nile, in Al Jazeera, and in Khartoum. And of course, in White Nile. In White Nile itself, by October and November, we were working not only in Costi, but in Rabac, in Tendenti, in Al Kashafa, collaborating to help to reduce the impact of the cholera outbreak. All this has been done in collaboration with the Minister of Health. We have been helping us in improving the cholera treatment center, putting supplies available, not only medical, but also logistical and water and sanitation materials, also activities in the community health promotion.